101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, home of the Russ Poir Morning Show. Miss Ebony J holding it down, hanging out with you in the palace. Today is Monday, so you should be excited. Happy Motivational Monday. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Today, I have a special guest joining me to motivate you. Hopefully, we're going to hope so anyway. His name is Dennis. You might recognize him from America's Got Talent. Dennis, are you there?
Yes.
So, can you tell my listeners, like, who is Dennis Reed?
Well, Dennis Reed is just a normal, average guy who loves having fun, who loves making music, who loves to fellowship with people, but who has a undying desire to see positive change happen for his community.
Oh, I like that. So how did you get your start in the industry?
Well, I've kind of, music has always kind of been a part of my life. Being raised in the church, and my mom was on the choir, my dad was a deacon, all of those things. And so I used to go to a lot of these rehearsals, and that kind of whet my appetite for the power of music and what it could do for people. So I've kind of always had that gift. And luckily, I had a whole bunch of people who believed in me,
okay.
Who gave me opportunities at different churches. And through some of those church events, that's where I was able to make great connections with folks in the industry. That's where I made my connection with, Cedric Thompson, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer. That's where I met Donald Lawrence, who is a Grammy Award-winning producer and songwriter for both, his gospel groups as well as his work with Mary J. Blige, So it's through those opportunities that I was able to kind of get my feet wet with industry. Even now, my work with Lorianne Gibson, who's one of the choreographers for Lady Gaga, or, my work, well, even being awarded, the Rodney Jerkins Award, all of that came
wow.
from just being, I guess, in tune with where you are, supposed to be.
Praise God. He makes no mistakes. Now, how did you feel when you received that award?
Well, they shocked me, for one thing, because, for that particular night, my nonprofit had partnered with BMI, and the vice president of BMI is Catherine Bruton, and she does a initiative for the homeless community and for the youth every November.
Okay.
And so we normally partner. What'd you say? So basically what happened was that evening, she had guests, Young Jock, she had Molly Music, she had Nashawn Mitchell. So it was really a very diverse musical crowd. But we were there to help raise money for the homeless and to do something positive for the community. I knew they were honoring someone. And then when they began to describe some of the accomplishments that night, they shocked me, and then they called my name up, and it was one of the most humbling experiences. It's always good to know that people notice and see you,
yeah.
and that you're appreciated. So it was a great feeling.
You've done songwriting for like artists like BB and Marvin and CeCe and Ruben. I mean, wow! Like, how does that feel to have written songs for artists like them?
Well, I haven't written for all of them. But, everyone that you named, I've had the privilege of working with. I've written songs for, Ricky Dillard, and written some songs for Dorinda Clark Cole, and for, the legendary Albertina Walker, and some others. And just to know that your work can reach legends, that in your lifetime you get to work with people who are legends. I mean, that is an amazing experience, being able to work with BB, CC, New Kids on the Block, Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton, and then, of course, just recently being able to sing at Oprah's request twice.
Wow.
And in front of Michelle Obama, our first lady. I mean, it is an amazing, humbling experience. Like, it's like, this is happening to me. Like, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it. I mean, I'm in that moment. I'm realizing that every moment is precious, every moment is sacred, and every moment is a memory, in history. So it is definitely an amazing experience.
Now, how was your experience on America's Got Talent?
That experience was a dream come true. I never watched the show before entering it, and reality shows and talent shows, you know, they've been around for a long time, but I never really, you know, got into it. I told myself I would never do anything like that until one day I was walking downtown. I got a call from the producers of the show, and they said, you know, we heard about your group. We'd love to have you guys come and audition. And I was walking into my boardroom at that same time that I got the call, and I said, guys, you will never guess who I just got off the phone with. And they said, who? I said, the producers of NBC's America's Got Talent just called me. Like, so, you know, I guess long story short is to be on that show, to be able to take some of my young people in my nonprofit organization who've never traveled, who've never left the confines of their hometown, to then, you know, being on national television with 18 million viewers, with the lights, with the camera. If you're a performer, this is your dream, right? This is your... So to be on there at somebody else's dime was amazing, you know. When we were filming for this show, it was almost every other week we were leaving to fly somewhere, whether it was Florida, whether it was Vegas, whether it was New York, whether it was L.A., and to be able to say that we were able to experience that together with some of my best friends as well as with some of our young people in Inspire the Fire, that's an amazing experience.
And you end up being one of the finalists, right?
Yes, we were down to the top, I think top 40. We were definitely one of the finalists. And, after we got voted off that show, which we kind of had a feeling the way things were going, progressing for us that week, that maybe this you know, could be our time to come to a close on that show. But when we finally got to that moment, I coached everyone. I said, you know, keep smiling. You know, we have nothing to be sad about. You know, we never went on the show with the intention of, oh, man, we want to win, win, win. We always went on the show with the intention of, let's get the message of Inspire the Fire out there. Let's get that. Let's tell the world who we are.
Yeah.
That we were fighting for, you know, 400 teenagers that's back home in our city. So, again, it was an amazing experience. And to be able to say that you were on national television and to know, you know, that it's possible. If you can do it one time, it can happen several times. And that it did after that.
And I bet the kids were really, really inspired after that. They could see that now I can do whatever I want to do because, hey, Dennis did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a helpful recruiting tool in reaching other young people in our city because those who might not have known about us beforehand or might have just said, oh, that's that group over there. You know, after we did that show, we saw an increase in our membership. We saw an increase in parent interest in getting their child involved. And we saw a little more love even from our city and our city council to know, hey, look, this is the amazing work that's going on right here in our city, right here in our neighborhood. So it was good to come back to, you know, amazing love like that.
Wow. That is, hey, to have an impact like that in your community is,
I mean, but you know what's interesting, though? You know, with all of the accomplishments that go on, you know, we tell the people so they'll know, but really it's not even what it's about. You know, really... we don't have time to kind of rest in those accomplishments. We don't have time to kind of live in those accomplishments because every day there's something to be done.
Right.
You know, every day there are young people to be reached. Every day we need to be working to get, you know, whether it's what we're doing with our nonprofit and helping teens or whether it's me doing what I'm doing for my music career. Like, every day we have to grind, you know, realizing that there is something to fight for.
Now, what is the name of your nonprofit?
So the nonprofit's name is Inspire the Fire.
Okay, and talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, Inspire the Fire, you know, I started it when I was 17 years old, right?
Wow.
And really because I was a bored teenager. You know, although I've been raised in the church and experienced a lot of those things, you know, it doesn't really matter whether you're a church kid or not during the summertime, you know,
options are few. So I decided one summer, like, hey, why don't we just not do something crazy? Why don't we, you know, why don't we use our gifts for good? And God pretty much inspired me to start that nonprofit. And I didn't expect that much support, maybe like the 30 or 40 kids or, you know, peers that I had at the time to come out. Mm. But to my shock, the first time out, we had over 150 kids come out. We had over 150 teenagers. And then I knew that I wasn't the only bored teenager. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I knew that there was something here. And so now, years later, we have over 500, you know, students who come in the summer to be a part of our program. We host about 60 in membership throughout our, you know, our year. And our goal is to really help inspire teenagers on stage and in life.
Okay. I think that's real good. And y'all have different initiatives, basically, that you do throughout the year.
Absolutely. I mean, well, any young person who comes to our program, first of all, you don't have to have artistic talent. Actually, all you have to do is be young and willing to be a part. But when you get here, you have the option to take, you know, classes or workshops in dance, which is primarily hip-hop, in voice, in drama, and, of course, rap and poetry. And once you get in those classes, throughout the whole year, we'll have different performances in the community and others that we'll host. And, of course, we do community service events throughout, you know, the year so that we always – so it's always reciprocity, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I think that is so amazing. You keep doing what you're doing. I mean – I definitely looked you up and I saw that you have received quite a few awards. But like you said, it's not even about, you know, resting in those achievements, just to keep going and achieving more. So I think I just want to say my hat is off to you.
Thank you very much.
We need more people in our community doing what you're doing on a daily basis.
I appreciate that very much. And it's my privilege. You know, I feel like I have no choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a burning desire on the inside. I don't know, that it's almost obsessive. If you don't do it, there's this voice that keeps talking to you. Go out, go ahead and do it. Even when you want to quit, which I've wanted to quit many times, in looking at things, you know, maybe you're not further along as what you see in your mind, but it is amazing that when you don't quit and when you don't give up, amazing doors and opportunities are just around the corner.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any new projects going on right now?
Oh, absolutely. It is amazing right now. Well, I'm in the studio. I'm writing songs. I'm recording with my groups right now. So with my gospel group, we've just finished up our leading singles for the year. Which we'll be releasing and shopping to labels later this year. For my pop and R&B slash, you know, kind of underground movement that we have going on called the Everyday Heroes, we're finishing up the ending touches to our mixtape that's set to drop in the summer of 2015.
Okay.
And of course, with Inspire the Fire, we're getting ready for March, which is going to be huge because March 25th in our city is officially known as Inspire the Fire Day, per our former mayor, Anthony Fox.
Wow.
So we got a lot going on. So between Inspire the Fire Day, celebrating that, visiting some schools and doing some performances, as well as, you know, finishing up our mixtape and finishing up our record, that's what we got going on. We're going to keep on moving.
I heard that. Y'all keep doing it then. Keep doing it. Now, what advice do you have to someone that's listening right now that is fighting that voice inside of their head, that's telling them you need to reach out, you need to do this in the community, you need to do that? What advice do you have to them?
Just get up and do it. There's no greater time than now to get done what needs to be done. There's no greater time than now to get done, you know, things that are burning on the inside of your heart. There's a reason why you, you know, feel such unrest. There's a reason why you feel a tugging and a pulling and a calling towards, you know, that mission in your heart.
Yeah.
And so stop making excuses. Get up off the couch. Stop making excuses about how much time you don't have. And just go ahead and make a difference in your own small way. It will make the world of a difference to change somebody's life and affect positive change in a world that is increasingly in need of it.
Yes, Dennis, you better tell them, baby. You better tell them. Now, what is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote? Well, it changes, but, you know, the one that comes to mind now is by the late and great Maya Angelou, which we've had the pleasure of singing to and for twice.
Wow.
But she, you know, and I'll tell you about that experience, but my favorite quote right now is, when you learn, teach.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple, because it's not just about learn. You think about when you learn, teach. Think about if people would do that, you know. The streets might not look the way they look if when someone else learned, they taught a better way.
Right.
You know, so it's this idea of giving back. So I think that's my favorite quote right now.
Oh, okay. Yes. You heard what he said, ladies and gentlemen. And go ahead. Tell us about your experience when you all perform with Maya.
Well, both of my groups had the privilege of performing for Maya, my nonprofit group and my gospel group. First, my nonprofit group, we were invited to perform for her as she was being honored at the largest house in America, the Biltmore House.
Okay.
And she was being honored on MLK Day with the MLK Award. And this was, of course, about 2 years ago. So it was such an honor. And what was interesting about that time, I think it was a year after we finished, you know, America's Got Talent, but I told my mom, I said, I really feel like some amazing things are going to happen this year. And I feel like the Creator is just telling me the word big. So not, but a few weeks after I said that to my mom, that's when I got an invitation from Biltmore House, which literally said America's biggest home. So I was like, wow, okay, big.
Right.
And then to know that we got there and, you know, we performed, we sung. We weren't even set to meet her. We were just set to be on program. But she was so moved by what we had done that she requested to meet us downstairs in her private meeting area for that week. So we went down. We stood there. They rolled her in. She talked to us for about 15 to 20 minutes, just encouraging us, just pouring into us and, you know, telling us that we're going to go far, like, and that she's going to help us get there. But one thing that she told us that day that really stuck with us, she said, don't let them call you out of your name. You know, that's what she said. Don't let them call you out of your name. And she said, anything is possible because you are the possible.
Wow. Coming from the queen.
That stuck with us, you know. I know it's so simple, but
it is, but really, it's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I said, wow, that was an amazing experience. We connected. We got contact information. And then later that same year, I got a call from B.B. Winans. Actually, at first a text from Donna Lawrence, then a call from B.B. Winans. And in that, they were saying that Oprah was hosting Maya Angelou's 85th birthday party, and she was looking for singers, and that they had suggested us to Oprah. And I said, and so they said, you know, well, will you be able to do it? And I said, oh, I'll think about it. Of course we're going to do it. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's Oprah. You're going to clear your calendar. So we were... So they sent a bus up to get us, and then we met them, and it was an amazing event with Oprah Winfrey, with Gail, with you know, several U.S. congressmen, of course, Maya Angelou herself, her family, Common, India Ari. It was just a star-studded event. Dorinda Clark Cole, Donovan Clerkin. It was amazing. So to be a part of that. It definitely was an amazing, life-changing experience. And so that's what happened. And then when, you know, Dr. Angelou passed the very next year, we got the call from Oprah to be a part of that celebration.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. See, and you know what? The best is yet to come. He has
Thank
so
you.
Many more things for you to do. And I'm just so excited about seeing, you know, where you're going to be 5 years from now, and especially where Inspire the Fire is going to be 5 years from now. They got their own day.
Yes, they got their own day. You know where we're going to be 5 years from now?
Where?
We're going to be right where you are. We're going to be in every city that needs us. We're going to be, you know, this is not just a movement in Charlotte. This is a movement that's growing.
Yes.
So there's going to be an ITF Atlanta. There's going to be an ITF New York. There's going to be an ITF wherever there are kids. That's where we want to be.
There we go. We're going to speak that into existence right now in Jesus' name. And before you go, I want you to tell the people where they can find more information about you and find more information about this organization.
Man, follow your boy on Instagram at The Dennis Reed Jr. I mean, again, The Dennis Reed Jr. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on all social media at that same handle. Also, you can check out Inspire the Fire. More information about that and starting a chapter in your city or volunteering at inspirethefire.org. Inspirethefire.org. O-R-G.
Okay, I'm definitely going to look into that as well. I might be interested in doing that. But I want to say thank you so much, Dennis, for coming to speak with me. I really appreciate it. And just our phone conversation, I have definitely been inspired. I feel the fire.
Let's feel it, man. Let's go get them. I appreciate you, Ebony. Thank you.
No problem, sir. You have a good day. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Motivational Monday. If you did not get motivated by that, I don't know what's going to get you motivated. When you learn, you better teach. And what was the other one that Maya Angelou said? Oh, yeah. Anything is possible because you are the possible. So you all have a great weekend. Read more about your man, Dennis B. Low, and thank you so much for tuning into the only show where real talk meets real people, the Ebony J Show, exclusively right here on WizNation.com.